Don't struggle. I don't want you to hurt your hands on the ropes. That's it. Relax. Good. Where are we? We're in my room, silly. Where else would we be? What's wrong? Do you still feel a little woozy from the medicine? The medicine I put in your coffee this afternoon? Surely you noticed. Or do you usually fall asleep after a triple shot of espresso? Oh, you're worried about her. I see.
No, she's not dead. Not yet, anyway. It seems she fell asleep at the wheel shortly after your little coffee date. She's been in critical condition for a few days now. It's a real shame. I was thinking about stopping by to visit her. Bring her some flowers. Make sure she's resting comfortably. Why? Why? What do you mean, why? Fine. If I need to spell it out, so be it. How long have we known each other? 15 years? 20? Since we were toddlers, at least. We went to the same schools, hung out with the same friends. We were in that ridiculous band in high school. Oh, what do we call it? Bad, actually bad. We were a cover band of a cover band. We went to concerts together. I taught you to play Dungeons and Dragons before you left for college. We talked to each other every day. We were soulmates. We are soulmates, separated by a couple hundred miles. And then you finally come back. But when you finally come back, you introduce me to some tramp and tell me you're dating. No mention of this whore for months, and then suddenly, on your first day back, the first time we'd seen each other in years, you bring her. I wanted to rip her head off right there in that stupid restaurant. But I didn't. I pretended to be happy for you two. I listened to her talk about her stupid hobbies and her makeup tutorials on YouTube and all of her inane bullshit. I even went on that ridiculous girl's weekend with her and her friends. She was the most annoying woman I'd ever met, but I figured maybe if you saw me again, if you could see me next to her, you'd remember how good I am for you. And I thought it was working. We started hanging out again, just us. You showed me all the new music you discovered. I kicked your ass in Smash Brothers for a week straight. But then you told me something that forced my hand. I think she might be the one. I love her so much. I want her to take my virginity. I thought it was too late. I thought surely that dumb slut had spread her legs for you already and tarnished your pure innocence, but you stayed true to me. You kept her from spoiling you. I knew I had to work fast to keep her from getting her hooks in you. So, I researched a few things and found the perfect ingredients to give you and Little Miss Perfect a nice, long nap. I drove you to my house and left her to her own devices. You were asleep before we got 10 minutes down the road. So here we are. Ready to pick up right where we left off before you left me in this town. And I'm gonna take what belongs to me. You still don't get it? Your virginity is mine. Mine. Oh, shush. Don't squirm around. Stop. I said stop. Well, if you don't want to be a good boy, I'll have to give you some of my new medicine. Oh, it's just a little something to make you more docile, more suggestible. I didn't want to use it because some of the ingredients can have some powerful side effects, but since you leave me no choice. Oh, just a couple of things. Loss of appetite, some loss of motor control, dulling of the senses, nothing permanent. Okay, open up. It'll only take a couple of drops. If you don't open up, I'm gonna go to that bitch's hospital room tomorrow, and I'll make sure she never feels anything below the neck again. Let's see her fuck someone else's soulmate while she's paralyzed in a hospital bed. Oh, that's what I thought. I can tell it's having an effect already. That glassy look in your eye. That small smile. You're perfect. Let's get you out of these clothes, okay? And I'll slip out of these. Ooh, it feels so good to finally straddle you. Feel your warm body beneath mine. Lean your head up. Kiss me. Isn't it nice to not have to think about anything? Just let me into your head. I'll guide you from now on. Open your mouth. That's it. You're being so obedient. Now just lightly suck on my nipple. Oh, yes. Just like that. Use your tongue. Yes. Oh, that feels wonderful, sweetheart. I wonder what else your tongue can do. I'm just gonna sit right here and lower myself onto your face. And, oh God, yes, just like that, lick my clit faster, keep licking, faster, right there, You're perfect. You always were so good at taking my instructions. Remember how I taught you to drive stick in my brother's truck? Or how much I had to help you in physics lab? All the times I had to practically guide your hips? Well, look at us now. Can't you see? We were always meant to end up like this. I was determined by fate the day your family moved in across the street from mine. Oh, we belonged together. It's perfect. Just us. Just you and me. Here. Together. I'm gonna. Oh. Still not ready to give it to me. Maybe it's an effect of the medicine. Whatever it is, I think I can fix it. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't wanted this for a while now. Baby, you taste so good. Why didn't we do this sooner? I heard that little moan of yours. I knew you were in there somewhere behind that vacant smile. You always wanted this, didn't you? Maybe somewhere deep inside. To have your best friend right here between your legs. Maybe you were too nervous to ask me. Too shy to tell your childhood sweetheart you wanted her lips around your dick.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. I know what you want. I can tell by that quiver in your legs that you've been waiting for this as long as I have.
Maybe more?
If only you'd been honest with yourself. I could have avoided this whole mess.
Oh well, all that matters is we're here now.
I'll prove it to you that I'm better for you. That skank! After all, we're soulmates. We're destined to be with each other. Not her. Not that insipid bitch.
She would be there for you. Not in the long run.
She couldn't protect you like you need protecting. She wouldn't give you the attention you deserve. She wouldn't do this for you. You know you love this. You love me.
We're finally gonna be together. We'll get a house and grow old. We can have kids or not. You can decide. Part of me wants them, but part of me thinks we've lost some time to make up for.
I could spend all day in here thinking about our future together. You could tell me all the things you were too afraid to admit to me. It's okay. You can admit it to me. I'm better than her.
Better than I imagined. Do you feel that, baby? Does it feel like you're finally where you belong? Oh, no more noise. No more confusion. Just you and me and us. Just us. It sounds so good, doesn't it? It's amazing, isn't it? Look into my eyes
while I ride your dick, while I take your virginity. Look at me while we're finally fucking, while you finally give in to fate. Oh, it's perfect. Just perfect.
I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna make you feel good every day. I'm gonna protect you from the whores and sluts and anyone else who doesn't deserve you. And all I ask is that you give me what I want, what I need.
Give yourself to me.
That's it, baby. I can see it in your eyes. You're finally letting me in. Oh, what do you like more? Faster? I'll fuck you so hard my neighbors hear it.
Or maybe you want it slow? Oh, I felt your dick twitch inside me. Oh, that's it, baby. Let your body tell me what it wants. I'll be whatever you need. The passionate fuck that drains you completely. Or the slow lover reading your every whimper. Oh, just give in. Let me be yours. Oh, no way. You're already mine. Aren't you glad that bitch didn't get to you first? Isn't this everything you wanted? When the universe calls, you can't ignore it. I won't let you make that mistake. We're gonna be so happy, and it all starts right here. With you inside me. I told you to look at me. I want you to see my face, and I want you to see every expression when I take your virginity. That's right, baby. Moan for me. Even sedated, you can feel it, can't you? You can say my name. Baby, please. Just call out to me while I ride you. Than you expected. It's okay. Giving yourself to your soulmate should be. You're almost there, aren't you? That's it, sweetie. Come for me. Come in me, and we can finally become what we were always meant to be. That's it. Yes, yes. Please come for me. I can feel you leaking out of me, baby. Come here. Put your head in my chest and let me hold you. You're mine now. And I'm always gonna take care of you. Shh. Don't say anything, sweetheart. Just close your eyes and rest. Let's just lay here and enjoy the moment. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it later.